The nation is still trying to sort out the significance of the shooting death of the African-American teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer, Darren Wilson, in Ferguson, Missouri. Here in Wacomico County, Sheriff Mike Lewis says he clearly believes the decision by the grand jury not to indict the officer was the right one to make. We caught up with the sheriff after the swearing-in ceremony for the incoming county executive. But first we began with whether a Ferguson-type event could take place here in Wacomico County.
I think it's possible anything could happen, but I can tell you here in Wacomico County, we haven't experienced anything even remotely similar to what occurred down in Ferguson. We have a very good working relationship here with our community. We have a very good working relationship here with the Ministerial Alliance. I've always had a very strong working relationship with the NAACP and its members. The president and I, the NAACP, have not always agreed on issues, but I can tell you that the African-American individuals in this county strongly support law enforcement and what we do.
What do you think, by the way, about the idea about body cameras?
I've always supported mobile vision of any kind, and body cameras are something new. Don, I certainly support body cameras. They're very, very costly, though, and we don't have that in our line as a line item right now in our budget. I have no problem with body cameras whatsoever because it will certainly allay the concerns of a lot of people, and it will prove oftentimes, like happened down in Ferguson, those who supposedly witnessed this were liars, and they were trying to flame the fire is all they were trying to do. And that's what a lot of individuals are doing, including our attorney general. He's trying to flame the fire. They like the attorney general, opened their mouths way before they knew the facts of the case. Way before that, I kept my mouth shut deliberately because I didn't know the facts of the case. I strongly suspect, being a 30-year veteran in law enforcement, what happened down there, but I kept my mouth shut. Now that the facts are out and the truth is known, they're still fanning the flames. And that's very, very unfortunate. It was an individual who had just committed a robbery, an individual who was determined not to be taken into custody, an individual whose testosterone level was up to begin with because he just successfully backed down a businessman trying to defend his right to protect his store. And now he's approached by a law enforcement officer. He was defiant. He was walking in the middle of the street. He failed to comply with the officer's directions and order, and he tried to disarm the law enforcement officer. Michael Brown got what was coming to him that particular day because he failed to comply with an officer's lawful orders, and he tried to disarm a police officer. That is a recipe for disaster, and thank God it was Michael Brown and not that innocent police officer that day.
Even though it seems to be some distance away when the final shots are done, and we don't really know actually too much about exactly how far.
I'm sick and tired, Don, of hearing he was unarmed. He was a thug. He was a thug who tried to disarm a uniformed law enforcement officer. And had he gotten that law enforcement officer's gun, not only could he and likely would have killed the law enforcement officer, but he would have also killed anyone else who tried to take him into custody or come to the aid of that police officer.
Because one of the things that struck me, the initial incident, it seemed to me that the officer pulling out his gun in such close quarters was a very risky thing. And the thing that struck me was, well, Chief, I've been sitting in the car. I would have moved the car. I would have gotten out of the way and then dealt with it. Do you think there was a mistake there made?
I do not, Don. We make millisecond decisions out here, Don, and trying to reach up. And I'm sure he was trying to protect his face, trying to protect his own life. And this individual has got a hold of him, trying to rip him out of the car. I can understand why he was terrified. He was absolutely scared to death. I can understand fully why he pulled that gun out in a close quarters like that. That police officer was out there doing his job that day.
Wacomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis on the shooting death of Michael Brown by Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.